131 and 0, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie throwing off the greatest of all time. 1-2 to the jaw. You seen how I hit that motherfucker, that black belt martial artist? He flew like 10 feet, man. I hit that motherfucker pinpoint accuracy. Left hook, right hook, that was it. He quit. I'm the best.
Lay it down, bend it over like strippers open. Water gun, dick, shoot you, now you super soaking. Coming down your chimney, call it Santa working. Brought some gifts for you, mango flavor lotion. Wetter than the loofah, lube on your mama sofa. Stretch it out, roll with a coaster. I do this shit, how you coming over and over? Again, like a maid service, clean up perfect. I ain't perfect, most of them bitches don't deserve it. I have my moments, but most of them bitches all be thirsty. They ain't worth it, block them all like fake curtains. Knock them off like fake purses. I ain't tricking, but you got it, loving you.
131 and 0, baby, still undefeated.
The time you indecisive, I'm tired of fighting. Let it go, close your eyelids. Open the morning fresh and we vibing. But you waking up middle of the night.
Charlie Zonoff, pound for pound number one. Now, I scored 2 wins 2 days in a row. The guy that I beat the day before my last victory, the martial artist, the black belt martial artist, yeah, that was my best TKO of all time. That win tops even when I beat Jordan Holloway. My best win of all time, when I knocked out the U.S. Marine. When the guy hit the shelf in the ground, the guy that, you know, dropped and got age restricted, yeah, that was fucking legendary. Yeah, no TV fighter has ever scored a knockout of that caliber, man. Okay, so, but yeah, the win 130, my 100th knockout, he quit. It's TKO. Okay. The day that I punked Frederick, my 100th KO, win 130, that big-ass tatted-up motherfucker that I beat, he fought back. You know what I'm saying? You fucking delusional haters always talking shit like, oh, you know, like they thought it was light sparring, and then you just, like, attack them and hit them with your best shots. Clowns. You fucking retards. That guy fought back. What about Mario? Mario was trying to take my head off. Mario swung at me first. We squared up, and Mario started, he threw the first few punches at me. What did I do? I respond, and I beat the shit out of him, and I knocked him out. Because I'm the greatest of all time. And you fucking trolls, you haters are delusional, you haters are fucking schizophrenic, you people are sick in the head. No matter what I do, no matter who I beat, no matter how many times I win in a day, I score 3 wins in a day, 4 wins in a day, fucking 5 wins in a day. Listen, January, 10 victories in a month, every fight on video. February, 6 wins in a month. March, 11 wins last month. That's 27 victories in 3 months. And this fucking troll, hey, clown, you want your shout-out from the GOAT? All right, you'll get it right now. Yeah, see? They want shout-outs. What an idiot. He's like, trying to make a video like he's trying to talk shit, but he's actually playing replays of me winning fights. You're posting my fights. Hey, thank you. You're posting how I'm beating the shit out of people. You're a fucking retard. No, you're trying to, like, you know, like, talk shit, but you're posting videos of me winning fights, you know, so you're basically owning yourself. That's what I'm trying to say. Look at this shit, man. Look how loud this 1-2 is. Yeah. Fuck yeah, that shit was fucking fast as fuck, man. Hey, why didn't he, if it wasn't fast, why didn't he dodge it? Why didn't he dodge it? Why didn't both connect? Both, clean, flush, 100% flush connect. The guy literally flew like 10 feet away. Boom. Yeah, and this fucking moron was playing Carl Froch and Mike Tyson. You fucking idiot. I would annihilate Mike Tyson and Carl Froch in the same night. Mike Tyson and Franz Botha? Are you serious? You haters have mental problems, man. Franz Botha's a fucking bum. I beat Deontay Wilder. What the fuck? I got in the ring and I rushed Deontay Wilder and nearly fucking punched his head off his shoulders, man. And you clowns are saying that Tyson and Botha, what the fuck? For one, I've seen that garbage-ass fucking staged, choreographed live movie, all right? Tyson was actually getting his ass beat, okay? And you couldn't even hear that punch when he landed that lucky shot on both of you. He was getting his ass beat by a horrible, terrible, fucking, very fucking shitty fighter, Franz Botha. If I hit Franz Botha, that guy would fucking collapse, man. For five rounds, Tyson was getting outboxed by a bum, okay? And when he landed that right hand on him, you couldn't even hear it. Now, listen to my punches. Okay, and when I knocked out the kung fu guy in the ring, there was like a lot of people. Like there was people, there was like a bunch of like music and shit. Like remember in the ring in Glendale? Yeah, that shit was loud as fuck. That guy hit the canvas. All right, now what's this troll's name? Johnny KJ, hey, you retard, I'm the greatest of all time. That one, too, that connected on that black belt taekwondo fighter, hey, you go fight him. No, you go. You go to that gym and fight him. Go and do what I did. The guy before that. Hey, I have Deontay Wilder's number, man. Hit me up on Facebook. You want Wilder's number? Okay, I'll give it to you. Challenge Wilder. Get in the ring with Wilder. Left hook the shit out of him and make Wilder fly across the fucking ring. You go do it, you fucking bitch. You live in fantasy land, motherfucker. If you wouldn't get anywhere near my opponents, man. You would. If you saw me, you'd have cardiac arrest. All right. Yeah, on the internet, you're brave. Now listen, one of you, Frederick Young, is a pussy. Look at the title of the radio. Frederick Young is a pussy. I beat a black belt martial artist with two hooks. Frederick Young is a pussy. That black belt martial artist will kill Frederick Young. Frederick Young is a joke. He did not cross the street. He did not want to fight. I was knuckled up in a stance, and I said, let's go, motherfucker. I called him every name in the book. I insulted him so he could, you know, cross the street so I could knock him out. If he crossed the street, then I would have to fight him. Then I would have to hit him. But he did not. He was standing in a place knowing that nobody would fight there on the road. He was not on the sidewalk. He was on the road. Why didn't he film where he was standing? He was literally on the road. I have a beautiful wife. Do you think I'm going to cross the street and hit and assault him on the road? Listen, if I ever see him again, we're going to have to take it in the alley, and I'm going to put an end to him. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But I doubt he's gonna come again. He looked pretty fucking terrified when I started, you know, calling him a bitch, and I started saying I'm number one pound for pound. Come on, motherfucker, let's go. You know, he saw that I'm for real. You know, he saw it, and he literally he got cold feet. He literally shit himself. I saw it, you know, right there. You know what I mean? And then the very next day, I fucking won two legendary fucking left right. Silenced you son of a bitches in style, man. Just fucking ice cold, man. No mercy. Left, right, in the fucking jaw. That, especially that right hook. And my best punch is a left hook, but in that fight, my last fight, that right hook, I'd say. I mean, both shots were great. Both punches connected clean, but I'd say the right hook was better. Because that shit hit him right in the jaw. Now, the black belt, 200-pound martial artist, the Taekwondo. All right, let's see. He was 200 pounds, and the guy flew across the fucking room. If I hit Frederick with that, Frederick would fucking collapse and be in a hospital and be drinking through a straw. You know, possibly I'd even put Frederick in a wheelchair. Now, he's going to stop getting mentions. He's not a fighter. I've seen his sparring. This guy is a complete joke. I wouldn't even consider that sparring. He's not, literally, he said he's not going 100%. Okay, well, go at least 50%. You're not even going 50%. You're not even going 2%. You're literally not fighting. You're not, he has no idea what the fuck he is doing in that ring. He's a pretender. He's a fucking pretender, and you pretenders that support this pretender, you people need to seek a psychiatrist. You people are sick in the head. I have won 27 fights in 3 months. Last year, I've won 33 fights. But this year, we're in April, and I already have notched 27 victories. 25 of them are on video, and you motherfuckers are praising some fucking skinny fucking pussy that backed out to fight me? It's on video. I was knuckled up. I even offered him, you want to put on some gloves, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? That way we don't get into, like, you know, okay, legal shit, you know what I'm saying? He didn't want to do that either. I mean, look, I knocked out Michael Barsky right by those stairs. When Barsky, he was there, I literally walked down the stairs and I put him to sleep. So that's what I'm saying. If Frederick came there, I would have put him to sleep, but he did not come there, so he backed out. Dude, I go to gyms. I challenge everybody. I fight all the time. There's videos of me, literally every single video I put. Okay, on my Charlie Z account, I post replays, you know what I mean? Once in a while, I may post a video of me talking about a win, but I hardly ever do videos like that, you know, of me talking about wins. I just score the wins. I let my fizz do the talking. Now, next person that I want to knock out, Tyson Fury, but any Deontay Wilder, yeah, I want to beat him again, but he doesn't want to fight. He never, you know, I hardly ever contact him. Whenever I do, he never answers. He clicks on me. Klitschko clicks on me. Vladimir Klitschko. I have his cell phone number. See, if I beat Vladimir Klitschko, these people would say that, oh, you should have beat Klitschko when he was, you know, younger and stuff, you know? And if I beat Mike Tyson right now, it would be like Mayweather Sr. It'd be, oh, you beat Tyson when he was 50 years old, you know. You should have fought a prime Tyson, you know what I mean? You should have beat a prime. These clowns will always come up with excuses, no matter who I beat, no matter how I beat them. You know, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. These haters are mentally ill people. They're sick in the head. Hey, my wife, she's coming to Los Angeles. Yeah. Hey, nobody knows when, but, well, this year. And guess what? And if it takes too long, I'm going to go back to Ukraine. Yeah. Oh, and I made love to her so many times over there. Wow. Especially the day we got married. Oh, I'm never going to forget that night. That was the best night of my life, literally. My God. That was just, whew. Yeah, you son of a bitches can only fucking dream, man. Charlie Zelenoff is the best, man. Yeah, so this is Johnny KJ, man. Hey, Johnny KJ, man, can I tell you something, man? You need to seek help, Johnny. You know what I mean? You're a fucking tard, man. That martial artist I beat him fair and square. He knew very well that the fight was going on YouTube. He knew very well that he was in a title fight for the UBF. I told him everything. Yeah, and he got clocked once, then twice, and then that's it. And he quit. He said on video, he's done. Fuck, man. You fucking in-denial, delusional haters, man. Goddamn. It's like if you show these people, it's like, literally, it's like you show them something, it's right in front of them, and they still want to deny it, man. What the fuck? All right, listen. This is me punching him in the face.
Okay, all right, I'm done.
Man, you
fucking got me good, bro.
He said, I'm done, you got me good, bro. Okay, that's it. He quit. That's a TKO. 131-0, 101 knockouts. Picking up my hat today. Yeah. Yeah, my fans in real life. Okay, people ask me for autographs. Some motherfucker came up to me the day I won that fight and asked me to train him. He gave me his number and said he'll pay, you know, he's like, I want to learn from the best. Motherfuckers are coming up to me and asking me to train them. So now I'm gonna start making even more money because I have a business and stuff. But see, I fight all the time. You know what I mean? I don't even have time to, you know, manage my business and shit as often as I used to, you know, because I'm always fucking somebody up. But yeah, I mean, I'm the best. I mean, I'm always going to the gym. I'm always fighting, you know what I'm saying? I'm always punching somebody in the face. I'm always dropping somebody, or if not dropping them, TKOing them. I mean, hey, Johnny KJ, clown. Remember the big Armenian guy that I knocked out in Glendale? That huge-ass ring? Why don't you play that fight, bitch? Huh? What do you think of that 1-2? Yeah, that was actually a one-punch knockout. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so now motherfuckers want me to train them. I want to make even more money. Yeah. Yeah, I told them, no refunds, money up front. therefore, after like 2-3 lessons, if they decide to quit, if they decide to like, they don't want to continue, they're not getting their money back, not even 50%, nothing. This is it. So I told them, money up front, no refunds. And they agreed. So there you go, haters, in all categories. Let's see. I'm the best boxer in the world. I have the proof. I have the videos, the knockouts, the TKOs, the decisions, the boxing clinics, Derek the Giant, and Gilles Zavall. Okay, I've been married for almost a year. I've been with my wife for almost 2 years. In 5 months, it's going to be 2 years. I mean, Daria have been together. I've been having a wife for already a long time. You know, Daria Zelenov. I have pictures of me kissing her at a wedding. I even have a video of me together with her. Yeah, and now I'm going to start making a lot of money from boxing. Not from mainstream boxing, but from real boxing. You fucking loser. So in all categories, I own you, son of a bitches. You know what I'm saying? No matter what videos, no matter what you post on the fucking internet, it will never change the results of my victories. You fucking tards. You goddamn pricks. I got to 131-0, and you idiots are talking shit to this day. The same shit you were talking fucking 5, 6, 7 years ago. I beat Deontay Wilder, literally. I mean, the mainstream is shit. Horrible fighters. Garbage. No talent. Nothing. Just a bunch of actors. You know, they get paid a lot of money. It's okay. WWE guys get paid even more money than them. But WWE is still fake. I'd knock out any WWE fake wrestler. Those are not real wrestlers. Okay, it's called professional wrestling, but is it really professional wrestling? No, it's not. It's not wrestling. It's fake. Real wrestling is, you know, college wrestling, you know, like fucking whatever, jiu-jitsu, you know, like shit like that. You know, that's more like real wrestling. The same with TV boxing. Is it really professional boxing? It's listed as professional boxing, but is it honestly really professional boxing? It's a show. And you fucking idiots, haters, whatever, you retards, treat it like it's a fight, like it's an actual fight. No, it is not. It is staged. I would fucking annihilate these clowns, and I did. I knocked out Mayweather Sr. I beat Deontay Wilder. I punched Deontay Wilder across I hit him in the jaw. Punching Deontay Wilder in the jaw was not enough to shut you people up. Then what more can I do? Listen, Deontay Wilder, I mean, okay, from all the garbage heavyweights on television, is Deontay Wilder the best heavyweight? Yes. Okay, he is. But Charlie Zelenov beat him, and Charlie Zelenov is not a heavyweight. Charlie Zelenov is a middleweight, but Charlie Zelenov annihilated Deontay Wilder in the ring. Then Deontay Wilder cheap-shotted the GOAT and lost again. Okay, so Deontay Wilder was the best heavyweight in the world, right? Because, you know, the other heavyweight... No, Gilles Zavall is the best heavyweight in the world. Gilles Zavall, but he's MMA. Gilles Zavall is the best heavyweight, but Gilles Zavall doesn't fight anymore, so I retired him. Okay, so Deontay Wilder, top heavyweight boxer, heavyweight. I'm the best boxer in the world, number one pound for pound, all weights included. I'm number one. I can beat any man in the world. I'm the best. Wilder, he's an average fighter, but since all the heavyweights like Klitschko and Povetkin and, you know, they suck, Wilder may be a little better than all of them. Okay, so we're going to put Wilder as the best heavyweight. Okay, but I beat Wilder. Okay, I got videos, replays of me punching Wilder in the jaw, and Wilder flying literally across the fucking room. And you haters are still talking. When I said that I'm fighting Deontay Wilder, you idiots disregarded. You said, oh, you're not fighting Deontay Wilder. When I fought Deontay Wilder and I beat him, you're still talking shit. If I beat him again, you're going to talk shit again. You're going to come up with some more shit. What are you going to say if I knock out Deontay Wilder a second time? I already TKO'd him. I knocked him out on his feet. I showed that fight to like 60, 70 people, like in real life. Everybody said I won. No, I just come up to random people because you people talk shit. I just come up to random people that I don't know, literally. And I asked them, like, what do you think of this? Who do you think got the better? Who? We both punched each other. Who do you think won? Well, they're like, well, obviously you did. I mean, you barely moved. That guy fucking flew out of sight. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I mean, it's obvious I beat him. Okay, but I'm 160 pounds.
And Deontay's 230. You know, I don't know if he lost weight or whatever. 6'7". The guy had 7 inches on me. I'm 6'1", 160. I weighed in. You know what I'm saying? My height, 6 feet. He's 6'7", 230. I beat him. I physically got in the ring with Deontay Wilder, and I beat him. You know what I'm saying? Frederick Young would fucking... That guy would get knocked out by Deontay Wilder, man. He would never connect on him. He would never, never. He would never even fight him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Frederick ducked me, and he's a joke. He is a clown. Yeah, so if I have the power to TKO Deontay Wilder, that means if I hit Frederick Young, that means I can literally, you know, cripple him. Like I'm talking like wheelchair status. That's it. I have a beautiful wife. I do not street fight anymore. However, you know, I had no choice that day, but he didn't want to street. I knuckled up. Dude, I put my backpack down. As soon as I seen him, I put my backpack down, and I got in a stance. And I'm like, let's go. And I was not on the stairs. I was actually on the sidewalk, and he still didn't fucking cross the street. He was just recording me, like, standing me, recording me, like on the road like a fucking idiot. That's what I'm saying. He's a pussy. No, this is on everything. If I ever see him again, yeah, we're gonna take it to the alley, and I don't give a shit. Video, no video, I'm just gonna knock him out. Yeah, I mean that guy's a fucking joke, but I doubt he'll ever show again. So, but yeah, Deontay Wilder. I mean, I clearly got the better of him in the ring, and you hater bitches know it, whether you admit it or not. You know it. It's on video. In the ring, I beat him twice. I beat him on a technicality. And outside of the ring, I hit him with some hard body shots, man. I hit his own team member came down. And he was like, yeah, man, you wanted some good body shots. You know, he's like, in the ring, you know, both of y'all landed some heavy shit, you know. I mean, he said both of y'all landed some heavy shit in the ring. Actually, no. I landed heavy shit. His punch in the ring did not even faze me. I barely moved. Yeah, because I was a little off balance. Not from his punch. I was just off balance. He was off balance because I knew he fucking decapitated him. Yeah, I have Deontay Wilder's number. I can just call him and I can leave him a voicemail. And, you know, I don't need to be like, yo, Deontay, if you're listening to this radio, dude, I can just call him and, you know... Tell him, you know, let's fight, motherfucker. You know, he's afraid. He's afraid of having a rematch. He even said, Segback, he's like, nah, it won't be a rematch. You know, of course, he felt my power, you know what I'm saying? I TKO'd him, man. That's why he was so angry and pissed in the second fight. Dude, put it like this. I beat a prime, angry Deontay Wilder. He thought, I never talked shit about his daughter. That was an impersonator. Come on. Like I said, Deontay Wilder's an asshole. It was justice. I beat him in the ring. I clocked him in the jaw. You know, but still, you know, may God bless his daughter, and, you know, may she be healthy, and may, you know, all the best to her. You know, honestly, I know it's poor little girl, you know, has something, you know, in her back, whatever, you know. I would never talk shit about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like that, man. I'm the champ, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the greatest boxer of all time. I have a beautiful wife, you know what I'm saying? When I was in Ukraine, I was taking care of my wife, you know what I'm saying? Let me put it like this, man. One of the homies, back in the day, one of the homies died. You know, tragic accident, 20 years old, man. 20 years old, man. And he had a funeral and everything. I donated more money than his entire fucking family put together. Okay? Not only do I have the heart of a champion, but in general, I got a big heart. And, you know, and you delusional haters, you know, you people are sick. Yeah, literally, I donated to the kid that died. He actually, you know, when he was alive, he attended my second pro fight. You know, yeah, sucks, man. You know, Scotty called me and told me about it, so. Yeah, and I donated more money to his family, you know, like to him, you know, like funeral, you know, than his entire friends, all his friends. They just literally, I donated more money than all of them put together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Deontay Wilder's daughter, like I said, man, God bless her, and, you know, it's not her fault that her father is an asshole and that her father is a fraud. It is not her fault. She has nothing to do with the beef that me and Deontay have. She has nothing to do with it, and I would, you know, listen, I talked to Deontay Wilder's girlfriend, or his wife, or his girlfriend, whatever, but he put his girl on the phone, and then she started talking shit to me. And guess what? I didn't insult her back. I said, hey, listen, you're a woman, you know. Give the phone to Deontay, you know. That's our beef, you know. That's it. There you go. And then this son of a bitch, you know, trying to talk shit. Oh, he insulted my daughter. Oh, he called me the N-word. No, I didn't, motherfucker. Curtis is one of my best friends. Marvelous. These guys are black, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, Deontay, good guy in my ass. He's the bad guy. He's man, that guy talks shit, saying they need to make bigger gloves. Man, that guy is fucking, Deontay's a clown, man. I fucking punched him. The guy flew away, man. I'm the best, man. I'm number one. If me and him ever fight again, I guarantee you I'll beat him again. And this time, he flew into the ropes last time. This time, his face is going to fly into the canvas, man. That's what's going to happen, man. But yeah, let's watch the best technical knockout of all time. Watch that. God damn, their right hand landed right on his jaw. That was just like, wow, that was just incredible punch, man. Incredible punch. I'm a complete man, the best boxer in the world. I love my wife. My wife loves me. She has a picture of me in her wallet. She texted it to me. Wow. That's called love right there, baby. Yeah, how many of you haters can say that you have a wife as beautiful as mine? You people don't even have a girlfriend. What girlfriend? You people are fucking, you people are mentally ill. You people are on meds. You people fucking, you haters go to a psychiatrist. All of you haters have a mental record. I mean, you have no life. You literally have no life. All you do is fucking stalk me on the internet, man. Yeah, and one of you fucking tried to stalk me in real life and got punked, and fucking Frederick ran the fuck away, man. He didn't run, but he left like a bitch. Frederick Young is a pussy. He ducked the goat. That's it. The end. That's it. No more. The guy's not a fighter. I've seen him in the ring. He has no idea what the fuck he is doing. I'm not joking. All it could would knock him out. All it could is not even all it could is not even a fighter at all. I mean, I hate all it could. I broke all it could's jaw. You know what I'm saying? All it could is a terrible fighter. Terrible. Like literally, the guy, he's not a fighter at all. He's a photographer. But I'm telling you, if all it could and Frederick Young threw down, my money's on all it. Oleg would put him to sleep. And Oleg is one of my worst enemies. Dude, Mike Lebarski would knock him out. Like, I'm talking the worst fucking, you know, the worst. You know, these guys, I knocked Mike Lebarski out. I knocked Oleg out. Oleg could, if you're listening to this, you're a fucking bitch, dude. You're a joke. I knocked you the fuck out. Listen, but see, Oleg, he got knocked out by Charlie Zelenoff. You know what I mean? He didn't duck like Frederick did, you know what I mean? Yeah. Well, yeah, well, we were face-to-face, you know, that's, so it was like instant fire, you know. I fired on him, you know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, yeah, that's how bad Frederick is, that all it could would beat him if they fought. And all it could is fucking, all it could is a goddamn laughingstock, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, enough of this Frederick nonsense, you know. I don't want to hear about it, I don't want to talk about it, you know, a black belt, Taekwondo, a martial artist. It's on video. I hit him with a 1-2. And let me tell you something. Johnny KJ, I would kill Mike Tyson, okay? Mike Tyson is an overrated fraud. I have more fights than Mike Tyson and Muhammad Ali put together. If Mike Tyson's so great, let me ask you something. Why does he have, what, six losses? Why does he have six losses? I'm 131-0. 131-0. Never lost. No draws, no losses. 131 wins. Yeah, I would annihilate Mike Tyson. Obviously, I'd beat him now. You know what? If I find where Mike Tyson's at, if I get his contacts, I'll knock him out and put it on video. Yeah, who gives a shit if they're going to say, oh, he's old, you know, who gives a fuck, he still acts tough. He still acts tough with reporters and all this bullshit. Then his face expression, he still thinks he's a fighter. He pulled back a punch on Gayweather Jr., man. Hey, yeah, if he did that to me, man, he'd spend the night in the fucking hospital. I'd literally fucking hit him for real if he did that to me. I'd fucking knock him out cold. Mike Tyson is an actor. Mike Tyson's punch out? Oh, yeah, I'd punch him the fuck out, man. I'd punch his fucking face out, man. Mike Tyson's punch out, man. That guy's a fucking coward, man. And that whole Lennox Lewis shit, that shit was so staged. What the fuck? I would annihilate Lennox Lewis, man. I'd beat Deontay, Derek the Giant. What the fuck? Lennox Lewis, man? I'd beat bigger heavyweights, man. I'd beat a 6'10 heavyweight, man. What's 6'5? What the fuck is 6'5? I'd beat 6'10, Ron Agoku, man. I call him Big Ron. You know, Big Ron got hit with something a lot bigger, man. He fucking flew away, man. That tall ass basketball player. Yeah, he's an ex professional boxer, man. 6'10. Fucking heavyweights were getting knocked out by him, and I beat him with one punch, man. You all seen me hit that Taekwondo guy. But that Taekwondo, look, there's some people that just take, you know, Taekwondo and Kung Fu, just, you know, and boxing and MMA, to just take lessons, all right? But those are not fighters. Those are just regular people doing it for self-defense or for cardio or for some bullshit, you know what I mean? This guy is a master. He's a black belt. Do you understand? He teaches people how to fight. He's a master. Okay. Well, he got beat by the master boxer, Charlie Zelenoff. Do you understand? I hit him two times. The guy had blood coming out of his fucking mouth. Blood pouring down his mouth on his teeth. You fucking crazy haters, man. Johnny KJ, you need help, dude. That 1-2 was the fastest, best 1-2 ever. Who that bullshit that you showed, I've seen in your video, man. Mike Tyson, you couldn't even hear that punch connect on Botha. That motherfucker ain't got no power. Hey, if I hit Tyson with that 1-2, Tyson has a glass jaw, man. I've seen him get dropped so many times. Man, I'll fucking annihilate Tyson, man. Dude, Tyson can put headgear on and I'd still knock him the fuck out. Yeah, six losses, man. What the fuck? You got your ass beat by Kevin McBride and then you're retired? And people and these clowns are still praising him? You got your ass beat by Danny Williams? Who the fuck are these fucking people, man? I beat a black belt martial artist and you get in Tyson, you got your ass kicked by Kevin McBride? Motherfucker, I don't care how old you are. You got to win that fight. You can't lose to a bum like that. What the fuck? Overrated. Mike Tyson is overrated. Overrated fighter. Big time. No. Real fighters like, you know, listen, the guys I beat, Southpaw Silva would annihilate Tyson. You know what I'm saying? Hell, even Deontay Wilder would beat Tyson. You know what I mean? Derek the Giant, as much as I hate that motherfucker, he would beat Tyson. I'd beat the shit out of Derek the Giant. Okay, Jules Wall would fucking knock Mike Tyson's head off. I'd beat Jules Wall with ease. These guys I beat are better than Tyson, okay? Who the fuck is Tyson? He's nothing. He's a nobody, all right? He is a fucking nobody. He is a pretender, a fake, and a fraud. That's who Mike Tyson is. Iron my ass, man. Fucking drop his ass just like I dropped that U.S. Marine, the fight that got age-restricted, man. I'm talking an 80s Mike Tyson. A 20-year-old Mike Tyson. Charlie Zelenoff now versus quote-unquote prime Mike Tyson. Charlie Zelenoff by knockout. First round. More like first, second. You saw how fast my release is, my last fight? As soon as I had a release, this motherfucker, he wouldn't know what hit him. Tyson would hit the canvas. Yeah. I want to knock out Tyson Fury because Klitschko, he never wants to fight. And, you know, like I said, this Tom Wilford, this Joker, this is real boxing in the UBF. This is, you saw it. You know, that power, you know, left, right, this is it. Yeah, what promoter got me to fight versus a black belt martial artist? No promoter, no manager, no matchmaker, none of that bullshit. I challenged the motherfucker and I beat him. I'm the best. Charlie Zelenoff, pound for pound number one.